Hit down.
Yeah, fuck, am I wrong? Yeah, right here. Yeah.
Yep, there he is.
What's really scary about that one and the one up, the second one we played, The Cemetery, is when Scott L. and I are just standing around talking, for example, with The Cemetery one, or just wandering around looking for, we were looking for solitary confinement there, and someone else is there. We don't know it because we don't hear it. But then later you play this audio recording, and with the one, The Cemetery, he had joined in the conversation. Me too. He wants $100 in quarters.
Yeah.
With this one, someone was trying to get our attention. We didn't hear it. It's kind of puts you on edge.
Can you imagine what would happen to society if we realized that these beings are with us all the time, and when we think we're in our very private moments of our lives, they're everywhere? That's kind of weird. It's kind of spooky.
But it's the same going the other way as well, is all I can think. So we're always there for them, too. So
let's go to our West of the Rockies line. Welcome to Coast, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, this is Laura from Fresno, California.
Hello,
and
Laura. Go ahead.
Going to say they are with us all the time. My daughter, she has some friends in South Bend, Indiana. About a year ago, just different weird things happened, some murders of friends and all, and went into demonic spirits on the computer through the IM. I mean, we talked to all kinds of weird, and he called himself Satan himself. Really weird stuff. One night, this kid went to get another little kid that one of these spirits had taken. I mean, people had seen them in demonic form, and then they would disappear before their eyes. And he was driving to get him, and this other spirit was telling us, don't tell him, don't let him come here, we'll kill him. And then all of a sudden, this other whatever starts typing and says, don't let him come this way, he's going to die. And my daughter's going, well, what is this? And he's going, this is a friend, this is so-and-so. Well, this was one of the kids, basically, that had been murdered 6 months earlier. And he was giving, like, orders for us to give to this other person who was on the way to keep him out of trouble. And, I mean, it was exactly the scene before he even got there.
Was he trying to help him, or do you think there was some evil involved?
No, he was helping. This was a good one. There was evil ones that were trying to, it was like a pact of kids, but, and I think the evil was trying to take them all out. It got like 4 out of 6 of them.
I wonder who normally wins in your experience with good and bad.
We're very, very Christian. I mean, I've never, ever thought of anything like this. I mean, my whole belief system has definitely changed.